vapours from the shore. An artificial sun set in a splendour that was real. An evening star hung in the crimson glow. "Convincing," he said. The Kreap laughed pleasantly and led him slowly up the beach. There was more land than sea in the sanctuary. Again, the Kreapi had only erred on the side of generosity. On one side, a plain of golden grass rippled all the way to the distant mountains, crystal clear. Gods might live on those towering peaks. On the other side, the forest began. A respectable stream gushed from an outcrop and meandered between root-buttressed banks. A dragonfly, one of the large Terranovaean Aetians, skimmed over the water. Short turf grew between the trees, studded with gentians. Rabbits had left signs of their passing. There was a stand of fragrant fennel, and a vine twisted itself among the nearest trees. In the far distance was a volcano. "Shall I speak to you of back projection, hidden devices, artificial irrigation?" asked his furnace innocently. Dom sniffed the air. It smelled of rain. "I won't quite believe you," he said. "If I dug in the soil here, what would I find? Topsoil? A fossil or two, carefully selected? And?" "Oh, rock. Limestone to a depth of 3 metres. And then?" "Alas, for illusion. In this order, the machine level, a metre of monomolecular copper, a mere film of oxidised iron, a suspicion of a matrix field. Shall I go deeper?" "That's deep enough, your furnace." "Shall we continue our walk, then? I must feed the carp." Later, when the golden fish had flocked to the ringing of a little brass bell, he said, "Must there be a reason? Then let it be that I study humanity, Earth humanity in particular, although in saying that I am aware of a misapprehension. Let it be said instead that in applying myself to the study of totality, I endeavour to do so from the human viewpoint, do you understand? It is a truism that the environment moulds the mind. And so," he waved a tentacle to include the sea, the forest, the distant mountains, "of course, it would be easier to move on to a human world, but not so convenient." Dom reminded himself forcibly that beneath his feet burned a natural furnace. But the Kreapi also studied the chain stars from real close up, and his furnace had hinted that there were a number of other experiments taking place on the raft. "The Jokers?" said the Kreap. "Certainly I will help if I can. You are our first non-Kreap visitors. Do you know of any prophecies in your culture concerning a green man with the sea in a bottle?" "No," said Dom, suddenly alarmed. "Are there any?" "Not that I know of. It sounds the very meat and drink of prophecy, however. You must realise that we are in no position to offer much advice. We need several tens of thousands of years of study. Have you any specific questions?" The Kreapi were not the Jokers. "True, but that was a statement. Very well. You are the oldest race as a race. You can't count Chaetogaster or the Bank. They're individual organisms. So it should follow that you are the most like the Jokers, mentally, I mean." "No, not even that. I mean in outlook." The Kreap laughed. "And what is our outlook?" "You study other life forms. Man the hunter. Kreap the information gatherer. May I be personal?" "Please do," said the great golden egg, and Dom blushed. "Well, I've met Kreapi before. Do you know what has always struck me as odd about them? And about you, your furnace? You're so human." "Hershuggen is my friend, but he is a Phnobe. He gives himself away all the time, and he's lived on Widdershins among Earth-stock humanity for most of his life. Little things. Ways of looking at life, like when we both look at the same thing, and I know he's seeing it from an entirely different racial viewpoint. But all the Kreapi I have ever met don't give that impression. We live on hot worlds. We are sexless, octopoid. Human?" said Krieg E plus 690 degrees. "Chell. Humanity is a state of mind, not body, but that is a point. I wondered, why do they seem so like me when they must be so alien? I think it's because all the Kreapi I've met have consciously tried to adopt the human viewpoint. They're humans first, Kreapi second." Dom faced the egg, except that it had no face. At length, the disembodied voice said, "There is a great deal in what you say." "I think you do this to gain a greater understanding of the universe," said Dom. "Men see a different universe to Phnobes. I'm sorry, I keep picking the wrong words. They experience a different universe, is that right?" "That is very sapient. Before we dine with the others, would you like to see something?" They found him an egg suit fitted out for visitors with a simple control panel. It was like riding in a small, vertical tank. In Dom's case, it was to keep the heat out rather than in. Then he